The noise that you may record in a city or in a town will be quite different from the noise that you would notice if you're out in the countryside. It's much more intrusive to have an aeroplane fly over your house if you live in the country than it is in the town. Yes, aircraft are getting quieter, but that still doesn't remove the disturbance factor. Now, Gatwick at the moment have practically no restrictions. There is a theoretical restriction on night flights, but actually they have an almost inexhaustible amount of flights that they can take in and out overnight. We don't think that's fair, so we think the number of night flights should be drastically reduced to be much more in line with those that are allowed at Heathrow at the moment, and that later on, when the new runway is built, there should be no night flights from either airport. I mean, Gatwick is, to all intents and purposes, a tourist destination. I mean, it flies tourists in and out of the country, whereas Heathrow is much more business orientated. Why should it be that people who live in Tunbridge Wells and Tunbridge and Edenbridge have their lives ruined in many cases just because other people want to go on holiday? Our job is to support the people who live in Kent to make sure that their lives are of the best possible quality that they can be. And I think it's particularly disturbing the evidence that is coming forward over children's abilities to learn well at school if their sleep at night is disturbed. Even if they're not woken, it is still disturbed by the noise of aeroplanes.